Hello and welcome to the final podcast I'll be recording of 2016, the Entertainment Earth Toy of the Week podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. It's December 30th, 2016. And at Entertainment Earth, we received a lot of new stuff. We're adding a lot of new stuff. And oh, if you want to be excited, come back on January 1st. Hit our new products tab. You are going to see so much new stuff, some of which will even have pictures ready. Some of which is even going to be in stock. It's pretty amazing. So check it out. But this week, we're going to talk about something I just got. I was going to talk about the AT-ACT. I promise I will. But I haven't gotten to go to the store and get batteries yet because I keep forgetting to get batteries because my head is throbbing. And I can't chew anything. So it's been fun. So we're going to talk about the Star Wars Rogue One 2-Packs Action Figures Wave 3, which we just received and I just received as a result. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, if you are a hardcore Star Wars collector who prides themselves on knowing obscure details and collecting important variations of figures that most people wouldn't give a rip about, this is for you. The rest of you are going to tune out very fast. The case is unusual in that it has three reships of Baze Malbus and a Stormtrooper, and five newly tooled Finn versus Captain Phasma sets. You might say, okay, well, Baze Malbus was a good figure, cool character in the movie, had some neat guns, and I can use a lot of Stormtroopers, so that's great, gonna get that, no problem. But new sculpt Phasma and Finn? And that's what I thought. Yeah, if you don't know this, Hasbro's been diversifying where its factories are. They're starting to produce items in India, Mexico, China, and also Vietnam. Vietnam, they've been making stuff in for, gosh, I want to say three or four years at least. Transformers were the first items I noticed over there because I buy a lot of Transformers. Botshots, the Prime toys, and Generations toys are now made over there too. And they turned out really well. Star Wars figures started being produced over there with 2-packs last year, at least the first ones I noticed. Funko's making stuff over there as well, if you didn't know. But Finn and Phasma, they look similar to the existing ones from 2015. These are from 2016. And it's really expensive to move like several ton metal tools from one venue to another, so you just make new ones if you want to make those figures again. The figures seem to be designed from the same digital sculpt files that the China factory used, but there's differences. And this is what's really interesting to me. First of all, the most important thing you'll notice in terms of sculpting is the bottom of their feet says Made in Vietnam, and all the various copyright markings are located differently, oriented differently, tweaked slightly. So you'll compare them to your existing figure, and you can tell this Finn is different. This Phasma is different. But there's other changes, too. I got both Finns in front of me. The one from September, Force Friday, 2015 in my left hand, and the lightsaber one from the 2-pack in my right. At first glance, they look to be the same pose, but when you get them closer together, you'll notice the new figure from the 2-pack has legs that are closer together, posed slightly differently, same 5 points of articulation, but he has darker skin, a slightly redder jacket, a little bit more deep brown, a glossier, more textured shirt, what appears to be a sculpted zipper on his fly, and the hair looks a little bit less poofy, but it could just be the kind of plastic they used for the hair and the face. The head's a little bit more, the face is more glossy, the hair is less glossy. I'd say it's an improvement, and it might be one of the best fins yet if it wasn't for the fact that there's a super articulated one sold somewhere as a retailer exclusive, but it's really cool. It's packed heavy, so I hope you can get one, or you can buy a case from us, split with your buddies. It's a good fin, and the lightsaber has the loop at the bottom of the hilt, which you don't see on every Anakin-style lightsaber. And I just knocked over some figures on my desk while I was talking to you, so I'm going to put that back together, put it down, and now we're going to talk about Captain Phasma from the 2-pack. The new Phasma is a little different. The figure is a smidgen taller, like a couple of millimeters. You'll notice putting it side by side. If you don't compare them, you'll never notice. The helmet sculpt's a little different and has more black deco on it, so it looks a little bit better. The black area is a little bit bigger and more exaggerated, so she's a bit more expressive as a helmet can go. The armor itself is posed similarly, but you'll notice some of the details, like the little lines on the chest, are a bit cleaner. It looks more like they were stamped down in a cookie-cutter way on the version from 2015, while the new 2016 version from Vietnam is a little bit more precise. The same is true of some lines on her forearms, but there's some stuff just under her wrist that aren't quite as detailed on the Vietnamese release. There's a couple of little boxes and things that show up better on the Chinese one, which makes no sense to me, but it's true. The gun is about the same at first glance, but the new one's a little bit smaller, a little bit more saturated gold, with a little bit more black paint, and they changed the sculpt of the grip. So the trigger area is about the same width, but the part below that is much thinner. So it's changed significantly. The capes are virtually the same. The colors are a little bit different. You probably wouldn't notice, maybe even comparing them side by side. Both versions have basically the same cape, basically the same articulation, basically the same deco, but the details on the helmet's a little bit sharper on the new one. And, of course, the big deal about the set is not only does it include Big Deal Finn, but it also includes a backpack-mounted rocket launcher for Phasma. She can't wear it and her cape at the same time, just so you know. But once you put it together, it's great. She can't stand with it unless you have a display stand, so you can buy some Entertainment Earth display stands, possibly even on our clearance sale, so take a look. But the backpack itself is neat. Two rockets fire independently, and they travel a few feet. They're well-made, they have rubber tips. They're great. They get distance on them, and that's what matters to me. The figure also has a thing, like a controller for her hand. So the arm extends from the backpack to a grip, and both the arm at the backpack and the grip at the arm are articulated, so it's got 3 points of articulation to make sure Phasma can actually hold it into her hand without a struggle, without bending or warping anything. Hasbro did a wonderful job with this. And the big question is whether or not you want it or not. And these days that's hard to say, because you never know when characters are going to be popular or not, what outfits they're going to wear in future movies, are we going to change how they look, are we not, are kids going to be clamoring for this in 5 years? And that's actually a much bigger factor into why some of these figures get expensive than you might think, because there are collectors out there, but they'll just go without. If a kid wants something, they'll whine until their parents buy it for them. Not always, but often. I've talked to a lot of people, including people who've cut my hair over the years, and they're saying, like, yeah, I got this figure for my kid. And I'm like, oh, they're going to make a new one in, like, a month, and it's going to be a lot cheaper. You should just get that one. They're like, no, we got to get it for them now, and it's, like, $30 more than it'll be at the store. It's like, wow, I never thought of that. But that's why it's good to get this stuff when it's new. Get it with your friends, split a case, do what you got to do so you don't miss out. At five per case, you can share with a lot of friends. And variation hunters, I think, are going to want this. Most collectors who already have a Finn and a Phasma are going to be happy, but I like finding differences that I can eyeball, and this comes close. Finn is definitely one you look at and you're like, wait a minute, his jacket's a different color. I know his jacket's a different color. Phasma is a little different, but mostly when you compare her side by side. And of course, you have the new rocket launcher. And that's what I got for this year. I hope you guys have a happy and safe New Year's. Check out our clearance sale at entertainmentearth.com right now. I need to get some non-chewable food for lunch, because, yeah, get your wisdom teeth out when you're young, kids. And hopefully things are going to look up. So have a happy new year. Come back to Entertainment Earth. First thing when you wake up on New Year's Day, I promise you, we are going to have a vast selection of new items from a couple of companies that you're interested in, from licenses I'm pretty sure you're interested in. So check it out. Seriously, check it out. Don't say I didn't tell you, because I want you to know you want to get these. So happy, happy. See you next time.